Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
.703 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday. Afternoon baseball, but we're talking basketball right now. Joining us from the undefeated, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline, our guy Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
What's up, Rob, Jeremy? How you guys doing this morning?
Good, doing well, man. Thank you for joining us before you board that bird and head to your next destination. Team USA looks loaded. Jeremy and I talked about this on and off air yesterday. They are loaded, but they have, I believe, one more spot to hand out. Do you feel at this point someone's been snubbed? And if so, how do you replace them with somebody that's on the roster already?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of conversation about Jalen Brunson being snubbed. He represented Team USA in the last tournament. And I'm a Knicks fan, but I understand it. And when you look at Jalen's game, he's a ball-dominant guard. He controls the ball for most of the possessions. And, you know, usually good things happen with it. But in Team USA, there's going to be a lot of ball movement. There's going to be a lot of cutting. There's going to be a lot of big guards in international play. So I can completely understand him not being on a roster, even though he's had an all-NBA season. He should be first-team all-NBA this year because – he's been phenomenal in getting that team to the number two seed in the East. But, you know, there's one spot open, and I'm sure they'll look for maybe a guard with some size. You know, Halliburton was a guy that people may have been surprised about, but he's a guard with good size, and he can defend. And that's what Team USA is going to need to stop some of these great international players.
I'm a guard with bad size, but I'm not going. It might mess up my game. You know, I'm gonna stay at home. Hey, what about a starting five for that team? It gets kind of difficult with all those big-name players, and, I mean, the one thing I know for certain is I probably want Hallie running the point for me out of that group, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you got some great players, and I don't think really the guys – this international play is a time where everybody's going to play major minutes. They're going to ride the hot hand, and so I don't think there's really concern about who's going to be starting. It might be who's finishing games, but yeah. I will say this, that the international competition will be – as tough as ever during the Olympics this year. And you know, and the gold medal is not a given for Team USA anymore. It's going to be a struggle from here on out because if you look at the players representing the world in the NBA today, I mean, there's some great representation. So, I guess, you know, Team USA would just really ride the hot hand and see who can carry them into individual games. But it's going to be a completely team effort.
And according to our producer, it looks like Kawhi Leonard may have gotten that last spot late last night here with Jerry Bembry. Jerry, speaking of struggling, the Golden State Warriors are, and Klay Thompson struggled more than anyone going 0 for 10 last night. Would that team look completely different next year?
I think they said all the right things last night when they said, you know, we want to keep the same players, the same nucleus, and I think it's going to be different. And, you know, Clay is older now. So he's not the same Clay that helped Golden State win all those championships. But I'm going to say this, that this year you can blame them not making the playoffs on Draymond Green.
Yep.
Draymond Green missed all of those games, suspended. You'd have figured the Golden State Warriors would have won maybe 3, 4, 5 of those games, and they would be either in the 7-8 game or out of the play-in completely. So that's all Draymond's responsibility. This is two opportunities. He cost them in an NBA Finals a few years back when they were up 3-1 and lost because he got ejected from a game and suspended. So, and that's a conversation the Warriors are going to have. You know, do we really want Draymond back? And I'm not sure. I'm in my cars. So I don't know what his contract situation is, but I don't think he's tradable because I don't think that Draymond necessarily fits in on other teams. He's in a perfect situation with Golden State, surrounded by shooters that lets him do his thing. And Draymond on another team, probably not the exceptional player that he is with Golden State. So I think it's really problematic. And but I think they need to make a change in that area.
Yeah, he's not an unrestricted free agent until 27, and the dead money on it is just ridiculous. Real quick, a follow-up to that Draymond thing, would this be the season that Steph Curry says he's had enough and look back on why they missed the playoffs and approach Draymond?
It could be. You know, Steph, again, when Draymond was acting up, you can see the look on his face. So, you know, he's never going to say publicly, you know, we got to do something differently. But I'm sure privately he's feeling like, you know what, I can't control this guy. No one can control this guy. So, you know, let's get out of this situation. Let's try something new that can help us move forward.
Hey, Jerry, as we look at the setup for the playoffs now, who have you made a selection on, or do you want to wait until you see the matchups? Because I don't think anybody outside of maybe the Sixers is going to make a run, and even then I don't expect them. But what are your thoughts overall on who has the best chance to get there and win it all?
Yeah, I'm going to see the matchups, but you guys know I'm a big New York Knicks fan, and they got the number 2 seed in the East. I was actually rooting for them to lose that game over the weekend because they would have fallen to the 3 seed. They can avoid that matchup between the winner of the Chicago-Miami series, both difficult matchups for the Knicks. But that said, I like their confidence. I like the fact that they said, you know what, Milwaukee's going to tank it today, but we're going to play this out because we are very confident in our team to move forward and just do great things in the postseason. And I think the Knicks have a real shot. If Julius Randle was there, I think they'd be right on the level behind Boston in terms of making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, even to the NBA Finals. But I think the Knicks, the chemistry that they have, the trade they made midseason that I didn't like when they traded Emmanuel quickly, but they got Precious Achiuwa and OG, and those guys have been great when OG has been healthy. So I like them. I like their chances to be very competitive in the East and to beat the winner of the Miami-Boston, or however it plays out. I think that the Knicks have a shot.
Jeremy, who knew Jerry Bembry was a Knicks fan? Who knew?
Oh, man.
Poor guy. Breaking news.
I think people tell you that like it's an injury now. Like they're like, yeah, man, I hurt my back yesterday. Yeah, I'm a Knicks fan. All right, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know.
And I'm going to tell you, there's no room in the bandwagon for anybody else to join in. You know, if you didn't love him through the down years, then you can't come aboard right now.
I'm good. Jerry Bembry for the undefeated. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. You guys take it easy.
You too, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Barbershop topic of the day at 7:30 about the NFL draft is in 8 days. That's at 7:30. We're on the other side, Jeremy Kahn. You got a shovel for us?
Yeah, I got a shovel. We're going to talk about the Pooniverse. I don't know if you know about this or not. It's Winnie the Pooh. So
okay. All right.
I want to talk about.
I have something else.
Ooh, I want to talk about what's going on and see if you like this or not, because I kind of do, but there's a lot of people that hate it.
If you got a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel this Wednesday morning?
Yeah, all the people that are upset at the Pooniverse. I love this. I think it's hilarious, even though the movies are terrible. But now that all these Disney characters...
I have a Winnie the Pooh horror movie, man.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to get into. Disney characters now are entering public domain. So not only are you getting a second Winnie the Pooh... I mean, they murdered Christopher Robinson. I mean, it was... The movies aren't good, but it's funny to me how angry it makes people. So now they have new horror movies coming out next year with Bambi and Pinocchio. Pinocchio's going to be killing people with his nose. Like, these stories are so bad, but I love, crappy horror movies, and I always have as a kid.
He killed Christopher Robbins?
In the original Winnie... What is it called? It's Honey and Blood or something? Blood and Honey?
Blood and Honey, yeah.
Yeah, so in that one, yeah, Christopher Robbins comes back to check on him. And
he abandoned him for he grew up, and then he left him there in the 100-acre woods. So when he comes back, he's pissed at him, so he kills him.
Yeah, and then they eat him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the bear eats him.
And then Piglet's there, and Tigger, and all the
they all eat Christopher Robin.
They just all go around killing people.
Yeah.
So Winnie the Pooh is now his whole crew are serial killers.
His whole crew. Eeyore and Tigger.
You're ruining.
Oh, you're the people I'm giving the show.
My childhood.
To? No, they're not. Look, man.
How Winnie the Pooh gonna walk around? I mean, what next?
How is Winnie the Pooh gonna walk around at all?
Ice Cube's gonna start doing family movies?
That's already happened. Pinocchio and Bambi. You can't tell me you can't wait to see. Spoiler alert, by the way. Bambi go kill all the hunters after they kill his mom.
That one, actually, I'm kind of okay with.
Yeah.
How's a deer going to kill people?
With his hooves and his horns, man. I'm all growed up. Look at these horns.
It's just going to be deer jumping in front of people's cars on the highway.
Kamikaze deers.
Yeah.
Deers?
I did say deers. Somebody just punched me in the face.
You also got...
The bad part is somebody out there is asking, what's wrong with that?
Mickey Mouse technically isn't part of public domain, but Steamboat Willie is.
Is, yes.
So they're making a Steamboat Willie horror movie also.
I like it because it makes me laugh even though the movies are bad. Do you like these at all or no?
I'm not offended by them. I'm just kidding you about the whole you're messing with my childhood. I'm not offended by them. I'm just not a horror movie guy.
Okay. What about you, Joe?
hate horror movies.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. I love them.
I don't.
I tried to get my wife to watch Terrifier 2.
What is that?
Because that's just, you haven't seen the Terrifier? It's like the goriest movie.
Okay, that's why I'm not watching.
I heard about it.
Art the Clown? He just murders people. And just, like, he, in the first one, he actually saws a woman in half from the bottom up. Like,
ooh, yikes.
Right in half.
From the room to the tutor.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, I just don't like it in the same way I don't like roller coasters. I don't like...
Well, I love roller coasters.
Well, it's just you're scaring yourself for the fun, for the adrenaline rush. There's other things I can do to get an adrenaline rush.
You're just scared.
When
we go to amusement park, number one, I'm not getting on a roller coaster for a traveling amusement park. I'm not getting on those rides.
I get that one.
But when we go to amusement park, you can just leave me and Robbie. We're jumping. Robbie and I are jumping on every roller coaster there is. Every one of them, the ones that go upside down, the ones that hold you up to the top, he and I go on every one, and he laughs the whole time.
You know the one thing I can't get on?
What's that?
Because I had a bad experience.
What's that?
The teacups.
You can't get on teacups?
Hell no. My brother spun that thing so much, I threw up nonstop.
So it's that, okay, not fear, just the traumatic experience of it.
And the weird thing for me was, I was just like you and Robbie. Like, I loved roller coaster rides. Uh-huh. Put me on anything. I don't care how dangerous it looks. Love it. Now I can't do them because it makes me sick.
That's my roller coaster partner, man. My shovel goes to unruly parents. And I was holding this one. You ever go to a youth activity, youth sporting event, and you have parents who are not cheering for their kids, but are insulting other people's kids?
Just saw the meme of the guy taking the picture and says, when you've said something about one of the kids on the floor and his mom heard you, and it's a woman turning around giving a dirty look because people insult players on the other team.
Cheer for your kid. It's not even always the other team. I heard a parent dogging a girl that was on the floor instead of his daughter. Why is she on the floor? She's horrible. She can't shoot. She can't do this. She can't do that. This is... And you wonder why there are fights in the stands. You can't just sit there talking about my kid and think that's okay without me at least saying something to you. Now, me saying something to you may cause some physical, because you may not know how to handle what I'm saying back to you. But this really happens. And, Jeremy, I had a chance to coach both my daughters, Brianna in college, Stephanie in high school. Now, when Stephanie was in middle school and her first year in high school, I wasn't coaching her. I would not sit in the stands. At Mount Carmel, I used to stand by the entrance and lean against the wall because I did not want to be part of the conversations that was taking place in the stands. I didn't want to be a part of it because you talk about other people's kids. I mean, you don't know who's around you. You just...
I'll give you one here. You have different AAU teams. We were playing in a league in Dundalk and a team wanted to play up. And this was a team that handled everybody at their age group.
Right.
But when you play up, there's a good chance you're going to run into somebody that's going to handle you. And that's what we were doing. I mean, I had a good team. We were beating their ass. And none of our kids were, like, trash talking or getting into it. One of the fathers in the stands wanted his kids to punch one of our kids during the game because they were losing. Like, punch him. Like, just screaming, hit him. Like, and I'm looking at the refs going, what the hell is this nonsense? Yeah. You're not only, like, affecting this kid in the game. You're bothering him while it's going on. But there was just so many unruly parents in there that wanted their, like, we're losing, we might as well fight.
And you know the problem? You know the problem with youth sports? One of those parents becomes a coach.
Yeah.
And now you have an unruly team because you got a coach with that type of philosophy. I've never seen this before. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Let your kid play. You know one of the best things in life about growing up? Struggle and learning how to get through that struggle. Maybe your kid is on a bench because they're turning the ball over like it's their job. Maybe your kid is on a bench because they can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. How about let your kid go through the process of struggling and learning how to come out of it without you standing in the way trying to do their job for them?
I know I was one of the few people. Ask my son how long it took him to get in my starting lineup when he was playing for me and how he had to earn it. Like, you got it. Like, just because I'm dad doesn't mean, like, you're going to get some preferential treatment when we're working out and when we're doing things. Right. Like, you're not going to get it in the game. He doesn't call me dad in the game. He calls me coach.
Yeah, same with him.
You know, like, there's a big difference in those things. And I just, from being a coach, there are a lot of parents that ruin it for kids. I sent you that thing from Dan Hurley where he said, we talk to the parents. Because there are some kids that I just don't want to deal with their parents. And if I see their parents, there's a good chance they turn out just like them.
Good. Great thing about coaching at a private school, you recruit. I recruit parents. I do. I recruit. Your kid can be uber talented. If you're an ass, I probably don't want her. Because I don't need that. Let's go to Centerville and get Steve. What's up, Steve?
Morning, fellas.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Cool. Along the coaching lines, so I'm coaching 4 to 6 year old soccer. One of my daughters is on the team, and we're trying to teach the kids each of the positions, and we're trying to teach them how to clear the ball and play team defense. And we're going over and over this about how the forwards do this and blah, blah, blah. And this parent's got two kids on the team. They're really good. And he's telling them to do the opposite of what we want. You don't play defense. You're a forward, blah, blah, blah. You know, this isn't Barcelona. Yeah. This is 4 to 6 for kids learning the game. You know, and then I find out the guy's doing it. And I go over and talk to him, and he's like, well, that's not how I'm going to raise my kid. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just walked away because whatever. Jeremy, I noticed your pronunciations are a little off. Don't say on. It's on.
On.
Okay?
Like, on. Everybody's telling me how I say interest is upsetting. So, and then there's some guy, I mean, he's kind of getting it now. Like, don't get me wrong. That's how I said it when I recorded it. But now that I know it's the right way to say it, I'm not changing it.
You know, it's funny going back, piggybacking on what Steve says, and there's no way to do it for soccer.
Yeah.
But that's why my practices are closed.
Yeah.
You'll see how your kid performs in the game. You're not going to dictate what they do in practice. And that's not how I raise my kid. You know what? Well, coach your kid. Coach your kid. Take your kid. Coach him. And that's the problem with coaches. Coaches are afraid to approach the parents who have the best players on the team. They're afraid of them. Yeah. So you treat the parents like, no, take your kid. See ya. World is stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, the draft is 8 days away. But does it feel like there's less buzz this year than in years past? It does to me. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only one place can dissect today's pressing headlines.
You see that right there? That mean I got Sin Rorty.
The Big Bad Barbershop.
Sin Rorty.
105.7 The Fan.
Jeremy Kahn. The draft is just over a week away, next Thursday. But for some reason, like, I don't feel the buzz of it. I haven't really dove into it. And like now, I'm normally knee deep in draft information. Right now, I'm like, I'm not.
When it comes to the draft, I like to go out and party. Sorry, it was just, the music was. No, like I.
How you doing? What are you doing?
Just listen to some Marvin Gaye, man. What do you want?
Do you have? Are you okay?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you admit it.
But I think the draft this year, you're right, because, all right, so there's a couple different factors with that. It's the fact that you're drafting at the back end, and there is that legitimate thought process that they could trade out, and you may not have a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea which direction they're going in right now at the back end of the first round. So, like, if you're drafting the top 10, we might be guessing about certain players, right? And then that makes it a little bit more exciting. But also, I mean, you're looking at a situation where I just feel outside of the upper echelon guys in this draft that it's not as sexy as some of the other drafts. You don't need a quarterback.
The 2021 draft, the Ravens were drafting towards the back end of the draft.
Who'd they get?
Rashad Bateman, and they get later on got Adafi Owe. My point is, I was into that draft.
But they also had, remember, they traded Orlando Brown Jr., so you had those two first-round picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is, I was into that draft, though. That was a back. I mean, they still, but without the trade, they drafted number 27 overall. Still towards the back end. My point is, they've been towards the back end in years past. It still didn't temper my enthusiasm.
Maybe that's a you problem. I'm excited for this draft.
Okay, well, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, because I think, look, there's a lot of good players that you can still look at. And aside from the Ravens, I'm always excited. I've said this before. Like, I like watching the draft even more than I like watching the Super Bowl because I spend all year long watching these college football players, and I want to see where their careers go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some guys that I'm surprised when they get to the next level and they fail. I put out my top five list every year of, like, my five favorite players coming into the draft, and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rome are on there because I think those two guys are absolute studs, and I think whoever gets them are going to be unbelievably happy with their draft picks. When it comes to quarterbacks, I'm not a believer in Drake May. I'm more interested in Jaden Daniels. He excites me if I was picking two. I don't buy the J.J. McCarthy stuff, but we'll see. Again, there's, like, I would be more interested in taking a Michael Penix Jr., depending on where he goes later in the draft, and kick the tires on him than reaching for one of these guys up top that's not named Caleb Williams.
Okay, all right.
I like Caleb Williams, and I think he's the real deal.
So you're saying after Caleb Williams, throw him in the jar, reach in, and pull one out?
I think, well,
that's what I'm getting from you.
It's a little unfair because I do think Jaden Daniels is the next best one, but I want to see more from him. Like, if I was picking second, that's who I would go after.
Right.
I'm not a believer in Drake May at all.
Me either. I don't get that. I don't get the love affair for him at all. At all. Like when you watch him, when I watch Drake May, I see who's the last quarterback that got drafted on North Carolina?
Mitchell Trubisky, right?
Somebody.
No, there was Sam Howell.
Yeah. I see maybe an upgrade of Sam Howell. I do. I don't see stud.
To be fair to you, people were talking about where was Sam Howell going to go in the draft the year before, you know, 2 years before he came out.
Right.
Like, is he going to be a first-round pick, top-10 pick? And he had that down year.
Yeah, reality caught up with him.
But you know, when my whole thing about taking quarterbacks is you know it when you see it, and maybe it's a little bit easier if you waste a pick reaching for a quarterback, but how many teams have we seen go through this process? Carolina's been reaching for everyone else's quarterback. The Jets are going to be right back in this mold when Aaron Rodgers is done.
But let's go back to the original question. The draft is big business for us at this station. Am I right?
Yeah.
Do you feel it a big business this year?
Yeah,
I mean, not your personal buzz. I'm not talking about your personal buzz. You and I are sports junkies. That's like someone saying to you 4 years ago, man, Jeremy, I think this thing baseball is down. And you bringing that conversation to me, let me look at you like, what? What are you talking about?
I still think a lot of people are going to be into it. I'm going to be at the Green Turtle in Towson, watching the draft and having a good time up there. But, like, you know, it's just a matter of, are you into this? Do you want to see this? Do you care where some of these guys go? Like, Marvin Harrison Jr., I think, is an absolute game changer. I think he's the best player in the draft.
Right.
And, you know, regardless of position, Caleb Williams, they're telling you that he's a generational talent. Like,
he is. I believe he is. No doubt about it. See, I think Caleb Williams, I think the LSU kid, Jaden Daniels, I agree with you. He's number two. He's the close number two. I don't think he's that far from Caleb Williams, to be honest with you. But I think everybody else is a big step down. It's like you got to – that step is a jump.
By the way, did you hear Russell Wilson say that he opened the door for Pat Mahomes and other African-American
quarterbacks? I didn't hear him say it. I heard – or somebody told me he said it.
Like, I feel like Russell Wilson opened the door for Baker Mayfield. I feel like he opened the door for shorter players, not players of, you know,
so Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I think he opened the door. The reason
you don't think he opened up the door for other black quarterbacks, would you say?
No, because other black quarterbacks were there were guys getting drafted before him that were playing, and I'm not dismissing him as a player or anything like that. I just thought it was a really.
You just
weird...
don't think he's the groundbreaking guy that he claims to be.
Yeah, I... let me start with Russell. Russ, Jesus.
You think Russell Wilson intended to do that?
He paved the way for everyone else. Go Hawks. I think sometimes guys get it distorted. I don't think he paved the way for Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton kind of paved his own way, you know, and some of these other guys.
I think Cam Newton kind of paved the way for some people.
Yeah. I mean,
more so than Russell Wilson. Honestly, Cam, would there be, in terms of running quarterbacks, yes. But would Josh Allen be Josh Allen if not for Cam Newton?
Yeah. Well, that's...
You understand what I'm saying?
And that's kind of how I feel about Russell Wilson. Because of his diminutive size, like, people are like, no, you can't draft him until the third round. And he comes in, and he competes with a quarterback they just paid, and they're like, he's better than him. We're starting him. He opened the door for undersized guys. There's no way Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray are getting drafted where they're drafted because of their size if we don't see somebody do it before.
So you think he was groundbreaking, just not what he said?
Not for people of color.
Okay. All right. You don't know.
Okay. Hey, you don't know? You're over here.
You don't know?
I just want to let some people out there know that Rob co-signed that Draymond was the problem and not Klay Thompson, which I never thought that would happen. I never thought that Rob would agree with
Jared. I didn't co-sign that.
You were like, no.
I didn't co-sign it.
Because you're a big Steph Curry and
Drake
fan.
I signed it first. He co-signed it. I'm the original signer. I brought it up.
You're a big Steph Curry and Drake fan.
No. I brought it up.
Yeah.
So don't make me a co-signer. Don't minimize my impact on that statement. I started it. He is the problem. Draymond is the problem for 2023-24. Yes, he is. That's my dude.
Okay.
He's in the field with me, but however, right now he's the issue.
Sure.
410-583-1057. Let's get back to the topic at hand. The draft 8 days away, but does it feel like there's a buzz? Less of a buzz this year than the years past. Want to hear from you, Kevin and Danny and Brandon. Somebody join them. 410-583.
Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, 1057. You too.
And Ralph, right here on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Their level of BDE just keeps rising.
It's over 9,000!
Oh my.
This is 105.7 The Fan's Big Bad Morning Show.
.7 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. The draft, 8 days away, but does it feel like it has less buzz this year than the years past? Let's go to Kevin and Bowie. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So I don't know why nationally it doesn't have the attention it normally does, but for me personally, I think, and maybe a lot of Baltimoreans, and I'm a huge Ravens fan and a fanatic, but I've been pouring over the draft less and less the past few years, and I think that's just because I'm just so into the Orioles and what they're doing, and I'm so excited about the Orioles.
I think that's fair for people here. I mean, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
Yeah, and on a side note, I work for the Bowie Bay Sox, and I watched Bradish last night, and I was skeptical that he was going to pitch for us this year, but, man, he looked good last night.
Oh, that's good. That. Appreciate that, yeah. Kevin. Good update on him. There you go. Our man on the scene, Kevin. Let's go to Severn to get Danny. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up? You got any breaking news for us? Because we need people giving us information now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to agree with the caller just before. I think it's more around here. It's more buzz about the Orioles and how good they're playing and stuff like that. And picking, you know, the Ravens are picking, like, towards the back of the draft, so, and stuff, so.
Danny, I appreciate it. That's a good point, man. We used to be starving so much by this time of the year for something relative in sports, and now you have it with the baseball team. Let's go to Ronnie in Edgewood. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm actually excited because my team actually picks number two, and I'm hoping they do take Daniels, and I'm glad to finally have a real GM. And with draft capital, and we'll be able to rebuild this team. And I'm actually really excited about the Orioles and the Homer hookah. That thing looks like a hookah. Don't look like a water station. Looks like a hookah. And go O's, man. And go Caps. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
I think Washington fans, Commander fans, should be excited. I mean, you got
nothing else to look forward to.
You're looking for the quarterback of your future. And granted, you're not going to get to pick Caleb Williams.
I don't think they're going to pick him.
Who?
I don't think they get Daniels.
You don't?
Nope.
So the thing that threw me off is
unless
that,
they're really not the old
so JJ
Washington team.
JJ McCarthy at one point went from plus 3,500 to like plus 450 overnight, which that always, you know, as a gambler, you look at it and go, wait a minute, what happened there? Some serious coin came down. Does somebody know something? But it's kind of died off, and now Jaden Daniels has become the favorite to go at number two. Doesn't mean he will, but there is new ownership. There's a new front office. So maybe you have a little bit more hope there in D.C.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's going on, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, listen, man. Like I told Chuck at the Fan Fest, man, the Wizards, Washington Nationals, whatever they call themselves down there, man, going to finish last in the division, man, no matter who they draft this year. So, you know.
Damn,
but, but listen, man, on to the topic about the draft thing, man. Like the other caller said, man, everybody just excited about the Orioles. You know, we got young Jackson Holliday who got called up. He ain't hitting right now, but, you know, he'll get it together. And we got Colton Cowser, man, you know, who's going to be rookie of the year and keep hitting like this, might be MVP of the year, like I said before. But other than that, man, you know, like, and plus the draft, the season is so far away. You know, once they draft the player, then we got to wait through the whole summertime and then off-season workouts and all that. So it ain't really much to get excited for. You know, you're not picking a quarterback and nothing like that. So, but that's just my piece, man.
And he's got two teams in the draft.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Well, look.
Which team does he represent when the draft comes around?
I think he's going to wear his Cowboy stuff. Well, I guess it depends where he goes, too.
Vinny said, drafting offensive line, not exciting.
Yeah. That's the other part of it, too. Just not.
Based on what the team needs, there's no real sexy positions.
Well, look,
the sexiest position would be corner.
I'm sure it's different for Vinny because he did this for a living. But, like, somebody like myself that watches a ton of college football and watches, you know, what's, like, loves the draft, I don't know how to evaluate offensive linemen. I'm evaluating them basically off of what the people who evaluate them tell me.
Big butt.
Yeah.
Long hands.
Got a big butt, Bob. Get in there, yeah.
Long arms.
But, no.
Listen, I did the show 5 years with him. Big butt, long arms, quick feet.
That's what you look for in a lady or in a lineman?
That's what you look for in a lineman.
Oh, okay. Well, see, and then that's the problem, though, too, is like a lot of time with linemen, when you don't hear their name is when they're doing a great job. For me, I've always focused on wide receivers because it's really easy to tell if the guy's running good routes, if he's getting open, does he have good footwork off the line?
One more thing for linemen.
What's that?
Bend his knees.
Yeah, he's got to be able to bend.
Got to be able to bend. I forgot about that part. 410-583-1057. Rich in Pasadena. What's up, Rich?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey, man, there, man. How are you?
I'm good, good. Guys, we have more important information to share with the listeners, and that is that Fish is playing at the Sphere this weekend. Joe has got to be super pumped for that's going on.
Let's go to Joe. Do you want to go to the Sphere and see fish?
They not for $1,200 a ticket.
Is that how much it is?
$1,200 a ticket?
I heard the Sphere is absolutely amazing, though.
It's just, one night is $1,200.
It's funny that, you know, like, never mind.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
No, I don't care who's playing there. I want to just eat an ungodly amount of edibles and go into that Sphere and lose my mind.
Now, too Rich, dangerous, man.
Now, Rich, to add to it, you said you didn't even know the draft was next week?
I had no idea it was next week, and I honestly, like, I don't, you could tell I don't follow it. No, I had no clue. I really don't even know who the Ravens are going to draft. I just trust DaCosta. I'm so involved. I'm so obsessed with the Orioles right now. I could care less what the Ravens are doing, frankly.
Well, that's some honesty there. But I feel like that kind of leads to what Rob's talking about, that there are just some Oriole fans, but there's also people that are so excited what the Orioles are doing. They're like, oh, the draft's next week, not even realizing it.
Jeremy, I've often told people, and they've argued with me, because they never saw it before. When both teams are doing well, people love the Ravens. But they love them some Orioles.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
I love both of them.
People love the Ravens, but they love them some Orioles.
It's like asking me to try to pick my favorite kid, Dalton. But it's different. You know, it's tough.
Here's the difference. This is what baseball does. When your team is good, it's every night during the summer. Think about that. Every summer night.
You have something to look forward to.
You have something to look. That's the difference. It's football is fall to the winter, once a week. It's not nice outside. Baseball, 81 home games. You can just go to Camden Yards and just chillax, man. You know, you got the diehard baseball fans that buy the expensive tickets because they want to be close to the field. You got the people who go because they love the event. They buy the cheap seats to sit in the center field bar or the bar over there on Utah Street. It's different.
You know what? Having a good baseball team is like that honeymoon phase when you're dating somebody new, where like you just can't wait to see them and you're so excited and you just always want to, I can't wait. It's not like being married where you just want to get away from each other.
Right.
It's the exact opposite of that. It's the honeymoon phase when you start dating somebody. Like, I really want to see them.
By the way, Vinny said, basically, I was right. I forgot one thing on the lineman.
What's that?
Got to be smart.
Oh.
Got to be smart. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
big
fan.
Big brain and a big butt, Bob.
Ryan Ripken joins us at 8:30. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today because, first off, we're going to talk about a trans woman that believes she's a vampire. She's been charged in the death of a disabled man. We'll talk about that. Mm. We're also going to talk about one of the worst AP poll voters in college basketball. I have his last AP top 25.
Why'd you point to me? I was AP football.
Oh, sorry. Got to mix
it up. No, but I want to hear from you because hopefully you take some pride in what you do and it makes you watch some games that maybe you wouldn't normally watch. You're a college football fan. This asshat had Maryland at 21 at the end of the year.
Joe instantly smiled at me.
What? And pointed to you. I don't... And lastly, you guys are going to love
this. It wasn't
me.
I've
got a list of the worst lies that guys have told women. I mean, I could probably go on for an hour with some of these. Some of these are really, really good. See what you guys
think. How many have you told?
None of these.
All right.
These are bad. So anyway, that's coming up in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.